All right. Well, good afternoon here. We're going to get started here. Hopefully my sound is okay. It looks like it is from over here. I'm testing a few different things here today, so if it looks a little funny, that's the reason why, because I'm doing some testing on some new software that Brother Luke and I have been working on, and that he's pretty much mastered himself, but I have not yet, so I'm still trying to figure everything out. And I'm looking at three different screens here, so it's kind of interesting as that goes on. Brother Wilford's saying I'm getting fancy. Well, I don't know about fancy. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm not a very fancy guy, but hopefully you can hear me. Is the volume okay? Can everybody hear okay? I'm looking over here at the thread, and I know there's a little delay in this, so you'll have to excuse me if it takes me a few seconds to figure out something over here. The unique thing about this show is I actually like to know what's going on in the thread. I like the interaction. I'm going to be using it in the future. But I want to kind of get an idea here of how to use all these things and play around with them. So it's going to be fun. But you'll have to bear with me here as I go through some things and figure it out, as time goes by here. Let's see, who do we got on here? We're early yet. We're not ready to start. So, oh, good. Audio sounds good. How are Eli Morgan? Asks, how are you doing, sir? I'm doing good. I'm blessed. Better than I deserve, I'll tell you. Better than I deserve. Let's see. Stuart, Florida. Brenda Banks. All right. 5x5. I don't know what that means, but okay. Anyway, so I'm having fun figuring this out the hard way, but Luke set it up for me today to try it, and I'm very grateful for him doing that. It really does help a lot. So praise the Lord for Brother Luke and all his hard work, and he's the brains behind the operation there. I don't know how to do all this fun stuff. You know, we're gonna. I wish there was a way to blow this fella up here, as if he needs blown up anymore. Maybe there is. Let's see. Now you'll have to forgive me because I'm using a Windows, and I personally don't like Windows computers at all. But this thing has the brains behind the operation. And it has the power to push a ton of different things. So as we work our way ahead, I'm going to be forced to probably use a Windows computer against my better judgment, I should say. But anyway, we'll do what we have to do. I moved the camera a little bit closer here, or a little bit more ahead here, and all that good stuff. But yeah. Praise the Lord for Brother Luke. He's doing a good job. And but anyway, it'll be fun because I'll be able to play some videos for you on other things that I do. And I'm not going to get all the way through this Giants today either. We're going to have another one on Wednesday. We're just going to cover today the Giants in Europe that have been discovered. And then we're going to cover the Giants in South America, and each one of these are kind of unique in different ways, but I'm showing you that the account control plus zooms in. Okay, control plus. All right, good. See, because I don't know how to use this Windows computer. I don't like Windows. I'm not a big fan of Windows. I don't even know where the plus is on this thing. I don't have a clue. Anyway, maybe I'll find it. There it is. Hey, look at that. I did it. All right. Anyway. So we've got 36 on here. I don't know what 57 playbacks means, but whatever. And we'll continue to get some more folks on the thread here as we go. And I'll wait and until we get everybody going here. Brother Jim has the blue wrench in his hand, and he's not afraid to use it. All right. Who's on here? Let's see. Brandon Swanson. Good afternoon. All right. My wife's on there. Manchester in the UK. Joe McDonald. Not to be confused with Ronald McDonald. Yeah, thumbs up the video. Like the video. Send it on Facebook, Twitter. I'm kicked off of my Facebook page so far. I'm still kicked off from it, and I'm kicked off from it because I... Oh, what did I do this time? Man, I can't even remember what I did this time. Hey, I left my phone. I might have to get up and go get my phone. I like to have my phone with me. Well, I might have to go get it. From the phone to the iPad so I can join in this conversation. The Smithsonian. Yep, the Smithsonian. We're going to talk about them, but not today. As soon as I get through with all the findings of the Giants, well, not all of them, but all the many of them, then we're going to get into, then we will get into the Smithsonian cover-up. And I want to have one broadcast that is dedicated to the Smithsonian cover-up. So we will do that for sure. Don't worry, I haven't forgot that. I just watched this and Joe Taylor speaking on it all. Yeah, he's good. I like Joe Taylor. Nice man, for sure. Not Windows. What do you like? Well, I like Mac. That's what I like. Erica J., off Facebook again. Yeah, I'm still off of Facebook, Erica. I'm still off of there because I think I made fun of somebody. Oh, the Marvel filth stuff. Yeah, that's what it was. I said something about tranny Marvel comic fruity-tooty stuff, and they kicked me off of there. They said that that doesn't meet the community standards. Well, then you ought to change the community standards. So, anyway. So I'm under my alias, Jay Cooley. My alias, which is still my name, by the way. But spelled differently. And that's where you can find me. And my backup account. Yep. Now, I'll be back in a second here. I'm going to get my phone just in case I need it. In case Luke, the computer boy wonder, needs to get a hold of me here. Hold on a second. All right, back again. Ready to make friends and influence people. What is it? What is it? A post on your wall or on someone else's post? No, it was my wall. But anyway, we won't worry about Facebook because it's fascist book and it is definitely gayer than AIDS. All right, let's see here. I hear bells or chimes. Anyone else hear that? Might be my central air unit. I turned a fan on because it's hot over here in the corner, man. I've got this set up in the corner over here, and it starts to bake my brains. So, anyway. Let's see. All right. Man, we got a lot of... Let's see. Okay, well, it says there's 46 on. It's usually there's more than that, so we'll wait and see what happens. Unless, of course, I've made some people mad, which could definitely happen. I've been known to do that. Google Maps. Nice. Let's see what happens when I type in. Europe. Nice. So, this is where we'll be focused today in our giant study. And it's not the glorious flat earth. It is the globe earth. I know. I have too much fun, don't I? I can't help it. It is fun. Anyway, so we're going to find some giants here on our quest to find giants. Let's see here. So, we'll have our giant friends in Europe. All right, let me shut this thing off so I don't get any more of these. There. All right. So we will be investigating some giants here that Joe Taylor from Mount Blanco. Wonder if he's in Google Land. See if I could find him in Google Land. But anyway, so we're going to talk about some of these giants today that were found. You know, giants are, historically speaking, they are talked about in fables, they are talked about in stories, they are talked about in the history of different countries and different places like that. They are talked about. So it's not like it's something new. You know, isn't it interesting that we see these the stories of giants, and when we look at them, we always hear that they're evil. We always hear that they're absolutely evil and everything else like that. Before I get into that, let me say this, that I will be broadcasting Wednesday, and I think I will be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday. But then after that, I will be gone for a week, and I will not have another broadcast for about 10 days. Because I will be on a Baptist history tour down in Missouri. And while I'm in Missouri, I will be preaching for Pastor Hoggard this coming Sunday. I'll be preaching for Pastor Hoggard at Bethel and Bethel Church there. I'll be preaching for them, their morning service, their Sunday school class, and their morning service. I don't know what I'm preaching about yet, but I'm sure the Lord will show me about that. So we'll see what the Lord leads. But anyway, so I look forward to that. But if you won't hear from me for that amount of time. Well, I might do some YouTube live videos while I'm on the road. That might be fun when I'm visiting some of these historical sites in Missouri. And I think we're going to Iowa, Missouri, and a few other places like that. Why don't you answer my question? Is the image you show it early not fabricated? I didn't see a question you asked me. So, anyway. But I will be there. And maybe I'll do some live videos from where I'm at. It will be a good time, though. So I'm taking my son with me on a Baptist history tour. So it's going to be a blessing. He's going to go with me. And also a few men from the church And Brother Luke is going to go on the road, so we might try to get some video for future documentaries that I'm going to be doing. I did just post a sermon on, actually Luke just posted it for me, on Sermon Audio. You can go to our Sermon Audio page, and 8 Men That Paved the Way for American Liberty That You Should Know. So, 8 Men You Should Know That Paved the Way for American Liberty. You can listen to that sermon on Sermon Audio, and that's some historical information under the Baptist Battle for Liberty, although they were not all Baptists, but most of them were. But anyway, so you listen to that sermon. It'll be a blessing to you. I am sure it will be. Let's see here. All right. Yep, Brandon, it is a blast. All right, Carrie P., hi, how are you? Hope you're doing well. Yeah, I'm not interested in fighting the flat earth thing. It's just, it was a joke. So, I'm not interested in arguing flat earth with anybody. I don't have time for it, to be honest with you. I've got too much to cover, and so does everybody else. So, we're going to keep going on what we're going on. Don't forget to like this this broadcast here. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up. And if you haven't sent me your email yet, send it to PastorCooley@iCloud.com or subscribe on the website there, opbconline.org, and we'll go from there, okay? So let's do that, and we're going to move on to our giant study here because it is 2:07, and I'm excited about getting into this today with you. I enjoy this topic. I think it's very important. I think it proves evolution to be the stupid, phony nonsense that it is, for sure. And I thank God that it does, because obviously we have the Bible that we believe, but we also understand that historically speaking, there's a lot of evidence that doesn't match up with Darwin's theory that has been found. And one of those inconvenient truths are the giants, right? The Genesis 6 giants, to be exact. So let's go to our Bible quickly. We're going to be in some other scriptures today too as well. But don't forget about the Word of God that tells us, you know, Genesis is the beginning of all things created, that is. God has always existed. He has always been. But anyway, the thing that we have here that we need to understand Genesis chapter 6, very plainly, it's the book of beginnings. That's what Genesis 6 is. That's what's a blessing, that all the major doctrines found in the Word of God that are important are right there. Here's another one that gets them. The Trinity's right there, too. Let us make man in our image, right? Right there in the book of beginnings. The Godhead there. The Son of God. The promised Messiah that would come. All of those important doctrines. Right in the book of beginnings. In the book of Genesis. So it is absolutely phenomenal that you and I understand this book. And understand the importance of this book. Right? All right. He's gone. He's hidden. He can listen, but he can't talk anymore because he can't shut up about the flat earth. And it triggered him. Trigger, 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 trigger. And he's triggered over the flat earth, so he can trigger himself off the other way. And don't worry about it. Don't get mixed up in that. It's just a trap to get people distracted from what we're talking about today. That's how the devil works. He wants to distract you into all kinds of other things, so you won't be focused on what you're supposed to be focused on. And, hey, let's get those likes up. It says 63 viewers on there right now, 35 likes. Let's get that closer to 60, if you would, please. If you'd like this, and thumbs up the video, and share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere like that. Let's get the truth out there to folks today about this subject. You never know who this subject is going to move to start studying the Word of God as well. I mean, people, this is right in the book of, you know, where the flat earth is not talked about in the Bible. And people say, well, that's going to bring men to Christ. No, look at this right here. The giants are found there way more times than the shape of the earth is talked about. And guess what? This is something that we have right there that we can use to try to help people and to show them the truth of the Word of God, right? So Genesis chapter. Somebody, I'm sorry. Somebody's name is Anti Cooley. Well, pick a number. There's tons of them. Oh. Oh, I'm having too much fun. More fun than should be legally allowed, right? Oh. Kristen, I hope you're doing good. I can't stop laughing. That's funny. That made my day. Oh. Oh, that's funny. That just gets me right in the gizzard right there. Okay, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that. When the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were men of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So then we have those sons of God and the daughters of men, that most hated doctrine to talk about, but which the Masonic Order and all the other ones know are the truth. And I believe that that doctrine is not finished yet. Listen, everything that is in this, I agree with Pastor Hockard when he says everything of old that is in this book is a picture of what is to come at the end. Jesus said so much as so when he said, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be as in the days of Noah. So when we go back to the days of Noah, which is an entire series that I've preached, by the way, if you go to Genesis, actually, let's go there right now. Let me see if I can get there. Let's see here. I'm going to go there. I hope I can get there. Let's see if I'm smart enough to figure this out. I'm probably not, but Luke's probably smart. Well, he's definitely smarter than me. So he probably had it figured out for me already. Let's see here. Oh, there's my password. Hopefully that's already signed in so you don't see that. All right, this is the back door. This is the back of the room. This is the secret entrance to OPVC. This right here is the secret entrance. Right here. Oops, you're not supposed to see those. Those are the secret numbers. Maybe if I go like this, you'll get a headache and you won't see them. See, you can't see them. That's not fair. I shouldn't do that. All right, I'm having too much fun with this. I'm already seeing that this is going to be a lot of fun, Luke. I know you're listening somewhere, Luke, but I'm already... Oh... Sorry, I shouldn't do that to you. Anyway, I'll be nice. I'll be nicer, sort of, kind of. Okay, so here's the front page of our sermon audio page here. And we're going to go to sermons here. And this is kind of fun. Let's see here. Let's go to series here. All right, and I think... If I can spell, which I've been accused of not being able to because you've seen me write, here is the Genesis 6 series. All right? This is the Genesis 6 series right here. And there are 12 messages, I believe, in this series. So I break these down into this, dealing with the sons of God first, okay? What did the sons of God do? Where are the sons of God now? Now, let me preface this by saying, I before used the book of Enoch as a historical reference, and I said that at least 4,000 times. I no longer use it anymore. It's kind of like using Aesop's fables for me, okay? But that's the way I kind of viewed it, was a historical reference. I did not believe that it was the Word of God. I never have believed it was the Word of God. I will not believe it is the Word of God because it is not the Word of God. I think I said that at least 400 times every way you could possibly say it in order for you to understand. All right? So, but in this, I did quote some of that in the beginning ones. Look at this. It's 2013. Give me a break. What did you do in 2013? All right? Yeah. Anyway. Oh, screenshot whatever you want. I don't care. There's nothing secret in here. All right. Genesis 6. What did the sons of God do? Where are the sons of God now? And who were the sons of God? So actually, it started out, who were the sons of God? Where are the sons of God now? And what did the sons of God do? Okay? And then I talked about, in this series, the days of Noah. Hybrids and violence. That's an interesting sermon right there. All right. That's an interesting one. Yeah, I don't have any numbers on there that you have to worry about. Okay. And then days of Noah. Hybrids and violence. Dealt with that. Part 2, violence in the earth, days of Noah. Look, that was back when I preached shorter. Wow, did I preach short. Anyway. All right. Exodus chapter 32, I deal with hybrid worship. All still centered kind of in the understanding of the days of Noah. All right, here we go. And then we get into thoughts on the spirit world and hybrids, hybrid worship, pre-flood giants. Back in 2013, I covered that. Post-flood giants, back in 2013. Giant cities and giant tools. Now, I will be redoing some of these, but I'm going to show you pictures. You know why? Because Baptists love pictures. Christians just love pictures, right? Everybody loves pictures, right? Okay. Here comes another one. There goes another one. How does that anti-Cooley guy have so many pages? Anyway. All right. Message was deleted. Next. Then we have giants in archaeology, which I covered back then. And then this one, I think I was in Texas with the famous Brother Jim, and I think I preached this in his living room. Unthankful creation, fallen angels, giants in the days of Noah, and hybrids. Okay. So, Brian and Debbie, hello. Hello, Brian and Debbie. Did you find your cat? I keep seeing pictures of cats. The Jolly Green Giant, King Kong, and Godzilla. Stay tuned, and you'll find out. All right. Anyway, so this is that Giant series, and you can find our Genesis 6 series. Now, let me see if there was another one that I did back here. By the way, if you ever want to listen to a lot of sermons and they're not quite on Sermon Audio or YouTube yet, you can go to this Sermon Audio page and you can listen to a lot of them. You can listen to old OPBC online shows. There's the sermons on pornography and things like that. Let me see my series on the post-trib. Ah, here we go. How about this one? This is kind of along the same lines, all right? I like this one. The pre-flood world. And I'm not done with this, by the way. But I really enjoyed this. The videos are nice on YouTube. All right? So, I'm sorry, I was looking at that. It was funny. Okay. All right, but here we go. Exploring the pre-flood world. That was an introduction and overview. Pre-flood world technology that destroys evolution. This video is super cool. It is actually one of our top sermons. on YouTube, our top videos. There's like 280,000 downloads of that video or something like that, or views or whatever on that. So watch that one if you haven't. You'll be very interested. And I'm not finished with it. I'm never, yes, I do believe, the question is asked, do you believe that there will be giants in the end times? Yes, I absolutely believe so. For a few reasons. But we won't talk about that now. Let's save that for one broadcast in the future that we do when I deal with giants in the future. How about we do that? How about we save it for that? Because I want to be able to get as much of this out as I can to you. And, you know, we'll talk about that, okay? Let's see. Anyway, so watch that video, pre-flood world video. Definitely worth seeing. Ancient men in the antediluvian atmosphere. I don't know if I did a PowerPoint on this. I got to check with Luke. I'm not sure if I just talked about this or if I did a PowerPoint on it. But if I did do a PowerPoint on it, we should get this into a video sometime. All right? But I plan on doing more things like this, Luke and I do in the future, of putting things together to the sermons and me putting the PowerPoints together and then having them on there. This is going to help me a lot to be able to do things with you, though, because I can go back through my old PowerPoints also while I'm teaching on some of these subjects and put those in there for you while we're talking about them. So that's the goal. I might as well use all the work that I put into this for years, of 10 years of work, 12 years of ministry work and sermons and all that kind of stuff, and use them again for those purposes. So, and be able to really go through and teach a lot of those things. All right, so use the sermon audio page if you want to keep up with us. Let's see if there's anything else. Let's see. I don't think there's anything more on that. Okay, here's another interesting one that I think you should look at. Here's another one. Okay? Nimrod series. This is an interesting series here. Nimrod and Babylon. I did this a long time ago, back in 2013. This one might be an interesting one for you. Nimrod and Babylon, Nimrod, a type of the Antichrist, Nimrod and Babel, Nimrod's wife, spiritual harlotry, from Babylon to Rome. Anyway, so good stuff, and hope you can take a look at some of those. So those kind of go along with what I've already done. And I like to show you those just because I can now a little bit easier. And I think it'll be a blessing to you to study some of those things. And then some people have asked me about this. This has nothing to do with giants, but the Baptist Battle for Liberty. There are, I don't know, there's 13 of these, I think, on there. 19. But more to come. Hang in. Hang in there. There'll be more to come in the future, as the Lord allows. This is the newest one. So praise the Lord. Some folks are listening to that one. That'll be a blessing to you. That should go on YouTube sometime soon. Anyway, okay, so back to giants here. Giants in Europe, right? Giants in Europe. Let's get down to it here. And we'll talk about the giants in Europe. As in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That is correct. Now, here we go. Actually, we could, let me say, there's, because Canada, oh Canada, right? Not a whole lot in Canada, but I will give you one here. Actually, two. Oh, maybe three. In about 2003, someone from Canada contacted me, this is Joe Taylor, about three 15-foot tall mummies. The emails were in French, and from what I could make out, there were three giant mummies 15 feet tall in a lab somewhere in Canada. Efforts to find out what the person wanted failed, as did any further information. Now, here's the thing I want you to understand, okay, about this. We don't necessarily know that every single one of these is true. Neither can we doubt the entire testimony of hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of people. Right? We can't doubt the testimony of all of these people. So that's the thing that you have to understand, that their stories, they mesh with other stories. And these people have never heard from each other ever in their lives. They never will. Some of them are hundreds of years apart. Right? Niagara Falls Giants in 1873. Isn't it amazing that all of these news people, the Daily Telegraph of Toronto, Canada, reported that 200 human skeletons 9 feet tall were discovered 40 miles west of Niagara Falls, the most famous river in northeastern North America. The graves must have been near the border of New York State in the USA and Ontario, Canada. So think about that. All of these newspapers reporting giants, right? All of them reporting that they found giants. Now, some people believe this is fake. Some people believe it's real, right? This is the Irish giant. Some people believe it's fake. Some people believe it's real. It really honestly doesn't matter at this point. He says that the man said, and we'll get to his testimony, that was petrified. But the point is, when you and I think about it, that's exactly the size of what they would look like, and bigger. Bigger. Say, Pastor, do you really believe they're bigger? Well, I'm going to show you some scripture that really, if we take our Bible literally, when it is being literal. Because I don't think Caleb, now does anybody here think Caleb was just joking when he said, hey Joshua, you see that mountain up there? I want that mountain. And those sons of Anak, I'm going to kick them square out of this mountain. I am going to destroy them. I'm going to kill them, all of them. And I'm going to get them out of that mountain. And I want that mountain, it belongs to me, right? I don't think Joshua was joking, do you? I don't think so. I don't think he was. I don't think so. I think it was real. I absolutely think it was real. And I think it's important that you and I don't just discount everything. Hold on, I'm asking Luke a question here. That we don't discount everything. Because it sounds crazy. I don't think we should do that. I think we should be careful with that. Because there's a lot of things in the Bible. I mean, I don't know. When you read the book of Revelation chapter 9, do you think with those scorpions and all those scorpion men and hair like a chick and all this other stuff going on that, well, that's an exaggeration. Somebody's trying to say, oh, that's a helicopter. No, it's not. Helicopters don't come out from down there. And they don't have Apollyon as the king of the underworld. Right? Amen. I don't believe that. That's some helicopter, like some of those guys tried to say, oh, that's just a helicopter. Sounds kind of dumb to me. All right, St. Lawrence Valley Giants. It is estimated that about 2000 BC, a strange people invaded the St. Lawrence Valley, Canada. They were over 7 feet tall, had large heads and two rows of teeth. Anglo-American settlers in the upper Ohio were told of giants by the Indians. These early settlers said they dug up remains of giant people with massive skulls and extra teeth from Lake Erie to the Ohio River. Historians, Prufer and Dragoo. Is that like cousin to Magoo? His name was Dragoo. Dragoo. What in the world's a Dragoo? No, that's the guy's name, Dragoo. That's kind of funny. on the center screen, bottom left-hand corner. Hey, that's what I'm looking for. Whoops, that screen. There it is. Nice. All right. By the way, if you don't have Pastor Mike's King James Pure Bible Search, you ought to get it. It's really good. But I love it. It's good stuff, and he encourages everybody to use it. All right. I wonder if I can blow that up. I can make it bigger. Anyway. Someday I'll figure that out when I'm cooler. But anyway, Genesis chapter 6, we see here the giants. I can see it anyway. I don't know if you can see it, but I can see it good. But, you know, Caleb didn't seem like he was joking. And Joshua didn't seem like it in Joshua chapter 15. Did he? When he was talking about the sons of Anak. When he was talking about Og, king of Bashan, excuse me, at the end of the Valley of the Giants, which we're going to talk about sometime because I find that fascinating. Let's see. Numbers 13:33. There's a number for you. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, as we were in their sight. Right? So, if they were like grasshoppers to a man, I don't think they were playing it, because they said, they looked at us like we were grasshoppers too. Now, I know what you're thinking right now, because if you've seen one of those, you'd want to get the Hershey squirts. And I get it. Because, I mean, if you were just walking around a corner there, and then all of a sudden, that's what you see, and you look like a grasshopper, and they're huge, I mean, yeah. Definitely. Okay. It is estimated that about 2000 BC, a strange people invaded the St. Lawrence Valley, Canada. They were over 7 feet tall and had large heads and two rows of teeth. Well, there we go again, the same testimony. Large heads, two rows of teeth. Two rows of teeth. It makes me wonder if something hasn't, like, how long those giants lived. Like, if most of those giants were, like, 900 years old. Like at the flood time when they were killed, because they'd be humongous. Because they would just keep growing over 900 years, like most men would. Keep growing for 900 years. Okay. Anglo-American settlers in Europe and Upper Ohio were told of giants by the Indians. These early settlers said they dug up remains of giant people with massive skulls and extra teeth from Lake Erie to the Ohio River. Historians Prufer and Drago insisted that the large-headed Adrina people from the eastern Lake Ontario via Upper New York to Western Virginia and the Ohio River. Historians have considered the possibility of a link to the brutal Irish giants, the warlike Fomorians, who invaded in ships from Africa, demanding children at Halloween time. These Irish giants also had double rows of teeth. Since red hair is common in Ireland, it makes me wonder if the Nevada and other red-haired giants, told about by several Indian tribes, were not some of those Fomorian giants from Ireland. So, those giants from Ireland, redhead giants, huh? Gives a whole new meaning to redheaded stepchildren, huh? The Gigantopithecus black eye found in China and named after the discoverer of a man named Black is a serious problem for evolutionists. One, if it is an ape, as paleontologists think, what about the popular story of Lucy the Tiny Little Ape? Uh-oh. I mean, hominid. It's far too big to fit into the monkey-to-man lineup. Could it be what left those human-like footprints in the Paluxy River in Texas? No, that would put apes or man back to 80 million years ago. Way too soon for evolution to work its magic. Four jaw fragments and thousands of teeth were found in China of this specimen. Giant human remains have also been reported in China. A scientifically assured fact, says Dr. Lewis Burkhalter. Maybe Gigantopithecus is Bigfoot. Maybe. Maybe. Right? All right, the giants in Europe. How about this? In a scientific lecture given by Professor Silman, recorded in the Steam Press of 1875, we read these exciting accounts of giants in parts of Europe and elsewhere. 10 feet. Gropius saw a girl who was 10 feet high. The giant Galabra, brought from Arabia to Rome under Claudius Caesar, was 10 feet high. In 1850, near Rouen, France, was found a skeleton whose skull held a bushel of corn and which was 10 feet high. All I want to know is who put the bushel of corn in the skull, in the giant skull head? Because that is just creepy. Who's the guy that did that, right? Does anybody wonder who the guy was that did that? I wonder who he is. Twenty-five feet, in 1823, near a castle in Dauphiny, France, a tomb was found 30 feet long, 10 feet wide, 8 feet high, on which was cut in gray stone these words, Kintalicus Rex. The skeleton was found entire, 25 feet long, 10 feet across the shoulders, and 5 feet from the breastbone to the back. 28 feet, the giant Ferragus, slain by Orlando, nephew of Charlemagne, was 28 feet high. In 1814, near St. Germain, Germany, was found the tomb of the giant Isorant, who was not less than 30 feet. So how did all these... Joe Taylor asked an important thing. How did all these people fall for evolution? When they saw these giants, when they saw these different beings, when they saw all this proof, how in the world did a whole continent and a whole world give up over that? I'll tell you why, because when you leave the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you leave the Creator, you're going to worship the creature. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, for sure. Okay. Let me get back to my Google page here. I think it's right here. Nope, that's it. Here we go, let's see. Oh, that's not my page. Let's see here. Maybe it's this one. There it is. That's the one I'm looking for right there. Okay. All right. Romans chapter 1 tells you, right? Romans chapter 1 tells us what happens. What the blueprint is of destruction for society. You know what? Since I can do that easier, let's look at that. Are you ready to look at that? I bet you are. You're like, we don't have a choice. You're the one running everything over here. So, well, the Lord leads. Amen. Praise the Lord. We try to obey Him and follow Him. And it's Scripture that we need. We love these accounts, and they're important, and we're going to keep going with them. But let's look at this right here. What Paul said. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him for the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. By the way, look at that. It says, the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Guess what that means? That means that his eternal power and Godhead are seen in creation. So the Trinity, which some of you don't like those words, and I get it, but who cares if you like it or not? The triune God, which is right there in your face, hard to deny, it is seen in he is seen in creation. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, seen in creation. It's clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, dishonoring their own bodies. Here's where we got it. This is how we have people that can't be comfortable in their own skin today. This is how. God already told us how. Why in the world can't these people be comfortable in their own skin? This is why. It's the natural downward spiral of depravity. What is it? When we leave the absolute, we are destined to be taken by relativity. Because what they do, they held the truth in unrighteousness. And that's where it went. So no matter how much proof you give some people, from the Bible, from history, all of it, this is what happens. And this is why you have the end time sins of the sexual deviancy and everything that goes on. This is the blueprint for destroying a nation, any group of people. Okay. The Belgium giant. In early Belgium, a giant used to control a ferry across a river. If someone did something to displease him, he cut off their right arm. This went on until some mighty man, I was told Alexander the Great, but can't confirm it, killed the giant and cut off his right arm. Now, is that folklore? It could be, but what was it based off of? I'll show you what it was based off of. Look. If there was no element of truth to it, it wouldn't be told and it wouldn't stick. This is what it's based off of. Right here. Right? This. These men of renown, men of old, mighty men of old, which were of old, men of renown. These Gibor, these mighty men, these giants, that's what it's based off of. All of those... Paul Bunyan. All these stories of giants that eat people, Jack and the Beanstalk. Where'd they get those from? Where'd they get the idea for any of those from? Right? That's where they got them from. Hey, do you find it interesting that giants is 13 times in the Bible? Anybody find that interesting? Well, I find it interesting. Let me look at it again to make sure I'm right. Yep, found 13 times in the Bible. How's that for interesting, huh? You know that number 13, rebellion? What are giants? What are they? They are rebellion to God. They are hybrid. They are confusion. Hey, I've got to answer something here real quick. Okay? I'm not going to mention the brother's name because I love him and he's a friend of mine and I don't want to hurt him and I'm not trying to. He's a good friend. But I'm going to answer an objection. He posted on his Facebook page that he did not believe that the sons of God and the daughters of men were fallen angels because that's confusion and God's not the author of confusion. Well, God didn't do it. If I make that statement, then I have to say the same thing. Well, I don't believe that homosexuality is real because homosexuality is confusion and God's not the author of confusion. Well, that's not a good argument. Because we know there's homosexuals. And we know it's confusion. But we know God didn't author that confusion. Satan did. And we know that the sons of God came into the daughters of men. We know that in the book of Jude it's talked about. We know that all of those things are talked about. So I can't ignore all that scripture. And by the way, these guys never explained where the giants came from, why they were so evil. Are big men naturally evil? I don't know. I've met some nice guys that are tall. Luke is 6'7", I think. I don't know. He's thinking huge. He's like 6'7". Well, he's not an evil guy. Just because he's tall doesn't mean he's evil. So why were the giants always evil? Why wasn't there ever a good one? I'll tell you why there was never a good one. Because they were hybrid. Right? They were hybrid. That's why. That's why. And if you understand that, then you know that that's not a good argument. I can't say that. Because the hybrids that are going to come out of the earth aren't going to be, they're going to be a mixture. They're going to be confusion. They're all going to be confusion. That's what they're going to be. What did God say in Deuteronomy, what did he talk about? He said, that is confusion, don't do it. That is confusion, don't do it. That is confusion, don't do it. Because that's what they are. Giants are confusion. Okay, some of these are so crazy, I don't even want to read them to you. I won't read all of them to you. In Tuzla, Bosnia, in 1933, the complete skeleton of a man almost twice the size of normal men was excavated by local workmen digging the foundations for a house. Incredibly, the workmen uncovered a marble slab which covered him 15 feet long, 19 feet wide, and 4 feet 6 inches thick. It probably weighed in excess of 60,000 pounds. The story didn't say how tall the giant was. The graves of other normal-sized Romans were found around the giant. One has to ask, who moved that stone? And who was the man who was so honored? Roman coins and weapons were found dating back to the Roman occupation of the Balkan Peninsula. Celtic giants of Europe. A well-known symbol of Celtic culture is seen on the Gundestrup cauldron, which is a large civil vessel discovered in Denmark. One of the figures on the large pot is a man twice the size of the others who is dunking a man into a pot. Giants, human sacrifice. There were many ancient Celts that were tall or giants. There was also the one-eyed Sirabon, knight of Sirabon, the giant Yzbaddadan, and the Green Knight of Arthurian legend, King Arthur, of British fame, as discovered in folktales, was a giant. Long after Arthur died, a skeleton 12 feet tall was excavated where his grave was supposed to have been. A Welsh tradition says the knight Yvonne killed the giant Harpandele Montag around 600 AD. Yvonne was also reputed to have saved a lion from being killed by a dragon, a modern dinosaur. The lion then became his companion and is said to have helped Yvonne kill the giant Harpan. Is it true? No clue. But it's another example of that folklore that is based off of this. Based off of the Bible. English giant in armor. In Cumberland, England, in 1601, a giant man was dug up at St. Bees and recorded an old book titled History and Antiquities of Allerdale. The account was titled The True Report of Hugh Hodson of Thornway. It states the said giant was buried 4 yards deep in the ground, which is now a cornfield. He was 4 yards and a half long and was in complete armor. His sword and battle axe lay lying next to him. His teeth were 6 inches long and 2 inches broad. This man would have been about almost 14 feet tall. Was it just a mastodon? I doubt that anyone buried a mastodon in full armor with a sword 6 feet long and a battle axe with a head 3 feet long. This was from Histories and Antiquities of Allerdale Ward in the County of Cumberland. Right? English giant, 50 feet tall? I have no clue, but it sounds crazy. In 1171, a riverbank in England caved in and exposing a man apparently 50 feet tall. So there was a cave-in that took place. Was it a mammoth? It would be a record. The teeth of a supposed giant were found in King Richard's reign. Another was digged up in Queen Elizabeth's. Mastodon teeth can easily be mistaken for human. No other information is available on either. A Mr. Taylor tells of huge teeth and jaws found at the Ho in Plymouth, southwestern England, that were attributed to giant Gog and Magog, who fought his last fight there against Corneus, the hero of Cornwall. Huge teeth and jaws of mastodon are very similar to human. But as I have said before, they took them to be a giant because their own history said there was one there. And maybe they were human. The man would have to be about 15 feet tall. See, people look at this. They're basing these stories off of something. They're not just throwing these out of nowhere and saying, well, it's a giant. No, there's a history of it. And when I read the Word of God, listen. The account of giants is not in the New Testament. I mean, it doesn't start in the New Testament. Where does it start? It starts in the Book of Beginnings. In the generations of man. That's where it starts. And that's where you and I have to start, and we have to think, okay, well, God wanted us to know something. And He showed us. And we can answer for these. Look, my worldview is not trapped by finding giants. On the contrary, listen up, people. On the contrary, you and I have the Bible, and what can we do? You and I can take our King James Bible out, right? We could take this King James Bible, and you know what we can do? We could say, hey, my worldview answers for why that 15-foot tall dude was found. My worldview answers for why that mastodon was found. My worldview explains why that 9-foot tall giant was found. My worldview explains why you find these giant tools. My worldview explains all of that. My worldview can explain to you there's a God in heaven, and the Book of Beginnings can explain it to you. And let me show you what God said about giants. That they were in the earth. And God even shows us an over 9 foot tall one that David killed in his time. So I don't have to run from that. They do. That's why they have to hide them. That's why the Smithsonian, the government, all of them have to hide it. That's why they want to hide. They've hid UFOs for years. Satanic, you know, I believe are fallen angels and different things. But they have to hide those things. Why? Because they don't want evolution to be disproved. That's why. So they hide them. They hide them. And that's why, is there a cover-up? Yeah, you bet there is. There has to be. Why? Well, because Genesis has the answer and tells you all of it. Right? Genesis tells us everything about that. They don't want that to come out. That's why this is important. Because when fossils and different things are found, we don't have to run from any of it. They do. Because it disproves their theory. It disproves their theory, but our Bible backs us up. Our Bible says, yeah, we have an answer for you. We know exactly what happened. We have an answer for the hybrids that are found. We have an answer for all of these fossils that are found. We have an answer why the Cambrian strata, the lowest strata that you can get to in the earth, has fully formed fossils there. Because of a worldwide flood. And that there's no transitional species. Because of a worldwide flood. And we can answer that. A catastrophic worldwide flood. Because God was angry at man. Because he was only evil continually in his heart. And he was working with the devil in rebellion against God. And Satan was trying to pervert the whole of creation. Bran the Blessed was said to be too big for any of the ships in his command, nor was there a house large enough for him. When he invaded Ireland, he is said to have waded through the sea alongside his feet. He was associated with the ancient Celtic cult of the head. His name was Bendigeidfran, or Bran the Blessed. Bran means raven. He lived in early day Britain. Do I believe that? Nah, probably not. But it is an interesting... Why do all these stories talk about giants? Why do all the stories talk about them, right? And they do. All of them talk about it. They all have stories. Okay. Another Irish giant named Marhalt was killed by Tristan during the days of King Arthur. It is spoken of. All right. Well, it looks like we got 96 people on here. 65 have liked it. Thumbs up the video if you could do that, please. And then if I get kicked off of YouTube, which is possible, if I do get kicked off of YouTube, you can find my broadcast on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley. And if you have not sent me your email to keep in touch with me, send your email to PastorCooley@iCloud.com or opbconline.org. opbconline.org. But let's like this video and get it up to the 95 people that are on there watching. I appreciate all of you. I'm glad you're watching. I hope it's a blessing to you. I'm trying to bring you some information here and read things and walk you through things that you may not have time to read, that you might be driving down the road. And there'll be times when I read you things like this and read extra things. And the reason I'm doing that for you too is because it's interesting. It's good. It's based on the Word of God. We'll study the Bible along with all these other things. And then guess what? I can read things to you that you don't have time to read, that you're driving or you're doing something. Maybe you can't read, but I can read it to you and I can bring you information. So, good quality information that I want to bring you that's not based off kook stories, but some of it might be some folklore in some of this. But I'm not giving credence to that. I'm simply showing you that they talked about it. Right? All right. Let me stop here for a second since it's 3 o'clock and just take a little bit of a break from reading here and hide this user, Madrino, that is mad because I'm talking about the sons of God and daughters of men, which he doesn't like because he doesn't believe his Bible. Poor soul. You know. But anyway, let's see. Let me take a look at the thread here and see what's been going on over here in YouTube land while I've been reading away here. Let's see. Let's see. Whoops. Pre-flood world. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, those aren't real numbers. I don't have anything there that... let's see. They are in chains in the abyss. Tracy is on here. Let's see. Brother Brandon's on there. The anti-Cooley guy is off there. Ha! Patrick, he flipped out and flipped his wig over the flat earth. Flipped his wig, did he? Joe McDonald, how are you? Let's see. Good. Hope you're doing good. All right. Yep, Satan's always trying to pervert. That is for sure. Okay. Anyway, so if you have any questions, save them for the end because we'll go over some stuff at the end for sure. And bear with me as I learn this new format here and all that fun stuff that I figure out. I plan on bringing you some really fun stuff, okay? But just give me a chance to get it all figured out here. Oh, I can choose. That's pretty neat. Let's see. I have no idea where this is going to go. Let's see. Is this mine? All right. Hey, I like this one. I'll play this song for you. I wonder if this will work. I never did ask Luke if this will work. I wonder if it will. I don't even know. I don't hear anything. Maybe it doesn't. There might be something I have to do to that. I didn't tell him about playing any videos yet. So I should ask him. No clue. There's probably a way to do that. Greetings from South Africa to you too. Let's see. I paused that. All right, I'm going to ask him real quick how that works. Oh, you can hear it. I can't hear it. Oh, because I don't have my headphones on. That's why I can't hear it. I bet that might be it. I love that song, by the way. That is a good, good song. And I love music anyway. I love the old hymns, and I listen to them a lot. And when I'm sitting here during the day, and if I'm studying, or sometimes I'll listen to them, but, you know, at different times. But anyway, praise the Lord for those. And once in a while, I'm going to, since I can now, I can figure out how to do it, I'm going to actually play those for you at different times, because I think they're good. So, yeah, anyway. Okay, so praise the Lord for that, and I'll be doing some, we'll have some videos. When I do Current Affair Fridays, I'm going to be able to play some videos for you and really break some of those down. Also, I'm excited because, well, I take this time here before I get back into it here. I'm also going to be able to narrate some street preaching videos for you. I'm really excited about doing that. I want to go through street preaching videos, and I want to narrate them and stop and show you some things. Excuse me, about street preaching videos, about street preaching, about open air evangelism, the things that happen, interviews that I've actually done, and different things like that. So it is going to be interesting. So hang on. We are going to have a blast with that for sure. And be ready for that, because we're gonna go through some different scenarios and things like that of things that happen out on the streets. Your drive is full. Get more storage. I can't get any more storage. So anyway. Get that out of there. Okay. Anyway. So let's get right back into everything that we're doing here. With the Giants. We'll continue this series along. I look forward to doing more and more and more of these. It's really good. So glad you like the hymns. I like them. There's another one that I love, Charles Wesley's hymns. They are so good, and I enjoy them a lot, actually. They're very comforting. Those men were good men that preached the Word of God, and they wrote hymns. And a lot of those men wrote hymns back then. A lot of preachers wrote hymns back then. All right, so are you ready for more Giants? See that big one on the screen there? All right. How about the French Giants? Were French Giants Femi? That's all I want to know because, well, anyway. In 1890, La Nature, I can't say that big long word, volume 18, carried a paper by a prominent scientist, Mr. M.G. de Lapouge, in which a description is given of human bones he took from the prehistoric cemetery of Herault, near Montpellier, France. Google Books online, you can get that. The Fossil Giants of Castellanau. Among many other crania, top parts of the skull, he was astonished at the bones of a youth about 18 years old that would have been about 6.5 feet tall. A much larger skeleton from this Bronze Age graveyard was from a man of 3.5 meters, or about 11.5 feet tall. Another professor, Mr. Keener, agreed that the bones in question were of men twice the size of modern, but apparently due to the already dominating pressure of the Darwinian story of small apes evolving into 6 foot tall men, he argued that they must have been due to some abnormality. Remember the story of Jack and the Beanstalk? Just a children's story, right? Of course. But ever wonder why all the stories about giants in old European literature? Interesting, isn't it? Yep. All right. Anyway, next. In 1509, Rouen, France. It is said that the ditch diggers found a stone tomb containing a skeleton buried in full armor, whose skull held a bushel of corn, we talked about that, and whose shin bone, tibia lower leg, was 4 feet long, having belonged to a man 17 or 18 feet tall. There was an engraved copper plate on the tomb that read, "In this tomb lies the noble and puissant lord, the Chevalier Nicon, or Ricon, de Valamont, and his bones." That's interesting, isn't it? Homer's Greek Giants. The great historian Homer wrote about the giants called Cyclopses, as well as other giant people he called the wild tribe of giants. He also mentions that Lestra Gones were giants. The adventures of Odysseus are more than just entertaining tales from Greece. For more information, Creation Research Science Quarterly or the Encyclopedia Britannica on that particular one. How about the Italian giant? Seeing this old illustration as a paperback book when I was living in Greenwich Village, New York City in 1967 had a profound effect on me. He said this book was about giants, and it is the book that really got my interest going in giants. Being raised in a Christian home, I knew all about David and Goliath, and I believed there were giant men. But in all my 12 years of lower school and 1 year of college, not once did any teacher ever mention anything about giants or that there was evidence of them being dug up in many places. Finally, here is proof. Unfortunately, I loaned the book out and never got it back. But this 11-foot-6-inch Italian giant stuck in my mind. And a few years ago, a page from another book with the same old illustration in it was sent to me. The story says that a miner in Italy during 1800s fell through a hole in the mine in an ancient grave. The mine was probably in a mountain, so either the man was buried there before being covered by Noachian flood sediments, or he was buried there by his friends sometime after. Isn't that interesting? How about a giant Italian giantessa? About 2002, a woman schoolteacher came into my museum. She told me she was from Rome, Italy, I believe. When asked if she ever heard of giant skeletons being found in Italy, she replied casually, "Oh, yes," she said. "They found a woman 8 feet tall last year." She didn't say if it was in solid material or in a cave. Rome, Italy. Many giants have been reported in Rome. One in the mid-11th century was found near Rome by a peasant while digging in the earth. In the tomb was a giant who was as tall as the city walls, unknown height, and bore a script inscription that said it was of Pallas, son of Evander, killed by Turnus. Some would say it was an elephant. Amen. 365 days of this. YouTube listener there. Funniest thing. He said, funniest thing happened to me. We were saying to my grandson that he came from monkeys. He said, "You're from a monkey? Not me. I was from Adam." Oh, I wonder if I could find that song. Oh, that song's funny. Man. Oh, I can find it. Let's see. You made me think of that. Okay, let me see here. Let me see if I can find... Where was I at? There it is. Okay. Here it is. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find the funny one. Let's see. Here it is. These are my friends from Gate. This is Pastor Ickes' family.
It seems so unbelievable, and yet they say that it's true. They're teaching our children in schools now that humans were monkeys once too. Although it's so ridiculous,
they tell me if you can hear that. Okay.
It's true. The teachers that came from a monkey would be better off in the zoo. I'm no kin to the monkey. The monkey's no kin to me. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. It's so much more believable, and surely, surely it's true, that God made man in his image. No monkey story will do. This monkey business has to go, because it just isn't true. It's such a disgrace to the monkey.
This right here is Pastor Ickes' wife.
To the human race too.
I'm no kin to the monkey. The monk is no kin to me. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree.
Okay, I had to do it. It was funny. It just reminded me of that when you said that. All right. Anyway, back to the Giants here. But, hey, it all goes together, doesn't it? Giants destroy evolution. That's what this book, Giants Against Evolution, right? Anyway, let's see. In Mount Sigeum, they say a giant 33 feet tall. Philostratus, in his work Heroics, said that not 50 years before Aries, a giant's body was found on Mount Sigeum, whom Apollo claimed to have killed, that was 22 cubits or 33 feet long. There may have been some debate as to whether this was human or dinosaur, as it states. There were no signs of dragons there, and none of the bones differed from those of a man. In Kos, the island of Kos. In fact, in another entry, Philostratus tells of a vine dresser on the island of Kos who, when digging for a vineyard, found the bones of a body 12 cubits, 18 feet long, with a dragon's head. Proselius recommended they should cover it up, that it was probably one of the giants cast down from heaven. What is it? Was it a dinosaur skeleton? Perhaps, but the man found it because the ground sounded hollow, this indicating a grave. It's hard to imagine the ground being hollow around a dinosaur skeleton unless you know about one that was found by an old mining friend of mine, Marion Trone, in southern Colorado. His crew dug into the body of a sauropod that had turned to a high-grade uranium. It was buried in liquid mud that hardened so quickly as to form a stone case around it. He said you could see the skin impressions in the stone, but it was not hollow. If that is what this man found, it suggests that dinosaurs were buried rapidly, not over long periods of time. Was it a dinosaur that was found on Kos? If so, what about its long tail? Wouldn't it prove it was a dragon? How about in Kulatrari? In 1550, it is said that workmen repairing a tomb at Kulatrari near Entella in Sicily found a tomb containing skeleton 22 cubits tall, 33 feet, which they set up in a sport and threw stones at it until it was destroyed. Right? Joe Taylor's response to that? Idiots. How about the Irish giant? That's the one you're looking at on the picture right here. This is the Irish giant. Is it real? Is it fake? I don't know. I wasn't there. But they all seem to disappear. This giant photo can be found in numerous websites. A giant coffin containing a giant man ended up in Britain's London and Northwestern Railway Company Broad Street Goods Depot. This was December of 1895. So that a photograph by the Strand magazine could be taken, the giant's coffin was opened and stood on end. The Strand says the huge figure, 12 feet tall, had 6 toes on the right foot and was petrified, weighing 2 tons, and took a dozen men and a crane to lift it up. The figure was supposed to have been dug up when a Mr. Dwyer was prospecting for iron ore in the country of Antrim in Northern Ireland sometime before 1876. After being displayed in Dublin, Ireland, and in Liverpool, England in 1876, it was sent to be displayed in London, where it somehow ended up in unclaimed goods and in 1895 was finally opened and photographed. A dispute over owner followed and it disappeared from public view. Some say it was a plaster carving. Was it? If it was solid plaster, a man's figure 12 feet tall would take about 700, even 1,000 pounds of plaster, maybe even 2,000 pounds. But I seriously doubt that it could weigh some 4,000 pounds, as described. Mr. Dwyer sold an interest in it to Mr. Kershaw. shipped it to him, and apparently didn't know for nearly 20 years that it was never claimed. Did Dwyer know it was a fake and glad to be rid of it? Was it real and he made enough money with it to let it go? I don't know. It was not a skeleton and was not said to be a mummy, but rather was turned to stone. If it were stone, then the weight of 4,000 pounds is more accurate. If it was a carving, it was masterfully done. What about the cloth wrapped around the figure's midsection? Is it petrified cloth? It's possible. Hats and socks of flour have been known to be turned to stone. There's also a phenomenon of bodies turning to a soap-like material after not many years due to certain chemicals in the ground and their being in wooden coffins. Mr. Dwyer may have put a cloth around the man to show it in mixed company. Ireland is known for legends about giants. Right? So, this is that picture of that Irish. So that photo, obviously is a copy, but that photo is very old. Right? Let's see. Boy, we're still going into, like, the Middle East, too, here. Europe, the Middle East. Wow. And then we'll stop before we get to South Africa. South Africa has a ton of them. But we'll keep going here. Hope you're learning something about some of these here. India. In a village in the hills of Keralamana in Kerala's Palakkad district, India, a new archaeological site has been examined and giant footprints 29 inches in length have been found in the area of a rock shelter or cave belonging to an individual 17 feet tall and weighing over 800 pounds. Smaller footprints of 26 inches were also found. It is not clear if the Indian leader of the project, Mr. S.R. Krishna Swami, attributes them to the legendary Bigfoot or a giant human. Tools found at the site indicate humans rather than animals. Interesting. The Middle East and Asia. We'll kind of continue off the Middle East and Asia with the Europe study, because the one in South America, I believe, is quite a bit longer. And interesting, to say the least. Okay. Let's see. How about Carthage giant? They found a Carthage giant. This is where we're going to go to scripture, because this is interesting. This is the comparison that is there. And if I have that comparison that is there, I need to look at scripture to see, well, is this so out of bounds? Or is it fit the Bible? According to Numbers, turn there, Numbers chapter 13. Isn't that interesting? Numbers chapter 13. Let me find my Bible here. Here we go. Numbers chapter 13. Whoops, that's 12. One more. 13, verse number 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof." What do they mean by that? They mean it was treacherous terrain. Treacherous terrain. That's what it was. "And all the people that we saw in it are of great stature. Now, those men might have been big, and maybe they were differentiating here in verse 33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we are in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Right? So, I don't know if there's a scale. Let's see. Let's see if his scale... Let's see if I can find this. Let me see. I might be able to. Let's see. Let's see if I can find this. Chart. Well, maybe that one's not on there. There's a chart... Yeah, let me see if that's up there. Let me see. Let me check something here real fast. All right. All right. I don't know if I have that, let's see. Well, I'm going to wait on that because I don't know what that's going to pull up. I never do know what that can pull up on this crazy wild west of an internet, so I want to be careful about that. Anyway, so, but if you look at a scale, a chart scale, maybe Luke can find it if he's listening. Maybe he can find it for me and maybe, just maybe, he can send me that if there's a link. If he has a Google page that he can send me, that, or a picture that shows the scale of a 6 foot tall man to the 36 foot tall man. I don't want to put that in there in case, or try to look for that live on here. I should have looked for it before, but I didn't think of it because I didn't know how well this was going to work, but it's working well. So thank God for it. Anyway, but Joshua, so they found in Carthage, listen to this, in Carthage, they said they found between 268 AD, they found skeletons, two skeletons that were 36 feet long. Now, is that impossible to believe? Well, not if I look at what the scriptures say in Numbers chapter 13. When I look at Numbers chapter 13, it says that we were as grasshoppers in their sight. Right? So if we were as grasshoppers in their sight, then, yeah, that would be six, like a 6 foot tall man compared to a 36 foot tall man. That's six times the size. Right? That's six times the size. That makes sense, doesn't it? So it's not unbiblical or without biblical foundation if I take the size of a grasshopper compared to the size of a man. Not very unusual at all, now is it? Nope. I like Caleb's spirit, though. Look at Caleb's spirit. He's like, we are well able. We are well able, right, to do that. We are well able to conquer them. Isn't that where we all should be? Yeah, that's a good one. Genesis6giants.com. That's where I'll go. Let's see. That'll show like that scale here. Let me get to my Google page here. The Google. Now, doesn't mean I'm backing this page at all. Sorry for the slow typing. I'm seriously just not used to it. Now, again, I don't agree. I have this book, and I don't even use it. I have this book. I have both of these. I don't use these books, and honestly, the reason I don't use them is because I don't think they're even profitable, to be honest with you. I've read them, and I don't find them profitable at all. I find them a little goofy. Check out this picture, though. Here's a 6-foot-tall man right here, okay? And here's a 36-foot-tall man. See how, if you were looking down at him, he'd look like a grasshopper. See that? Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense that he would look like a grasshopper. Who knows what he's got for the photos of the day, this guy. He might have crop. Yeah. A lot of his research, I don't really trust that much. But anyway. Here's his Giants photo gallery. But some of the people that he calls are big men, and they are Giants in that sense, but I'm not sure that they are the Genesis 6 sons of God, daughters of men, Giants in that sense. So, you know, some of these have deformities and all that kind of stuff. Oops. Here's that giant femur that has been found or whatever that people look at and such. So anyway, but you can see the difference in the size, right? Yep, 6 toes. Yep. And all that kind of stuff. So anyway, but there's the picture of the scale. If you can see that, that's the scale of the two giants, the giant scale. So that's the six to 36 feet. Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense. I just don't agree with his information. I have both of his books, and if I honestly thought that they're profitable, I would use them. But most of what I've read out of them is really sketchy. A lot of the stuff. And then the direction that he goes, I don't agree with. I don't agree with it. I don't. A lot of his theories. Ain Dara, the Temple of Giants. On the floor of the temple recently excavated in Syria, there are carvings of three huge footprints 36 inches long. This temple is quite similar to Solomon's temple in size and possible layout, but it was smashed to pieces. Dozens of large, very fine carvings of lions, sphinxes, and winged lions with female faces once lined the temple inside and out. They are made of a very hard black basalt. Someone from the past with something like a huge or powerful hammer was broken off the heads of all the statues. Had broken off the heads. The huge carved footprints looked like they were meant for a man with feet a yard long to stand in and then stand forward into the temple. Was it built by giants? Who knows? Yep. Egyptian Urin Zora giants. One of the most famous giant man photographs that has circled the globe is something that actually Joe Taylor casted, but it's not actually a real one. It's something that somebody made off of it. So I won't go into reading that one just because it's not a real one. It's just a cast of one that was used to kind of give the idea of that. The River Orontes giant, 45 feet tall. The Greek writer Philostratus, in his work Heroics, says that the River Orontes in Iran broke, revealing the giant Arades, who was 30 cubits or 45 feet tall. So that's the Egyptian one. There's also another count, or the Iranian one. There's also another count by the same 2nd century AD geographer, Pausanias, author of A Guide to Greece, who tells that an earthen jar 11 cubits high or 16 feet was found in the River Orontes. Inside was a man the same height. Said they found it. Homer in his Iliad says that Ajax's grave was at the Rhodium, where the Greek ships were, so there's some of that. I'll save the giant tools story. I'm not going to get into that. I'll save that for giant structures, tools, and all the other stuff that have been found, because there's a lot of those that have been found. Sons of the Earth burial grounds in Nauplius, Kos, Phrygia, Thessalia, Vesuvius. They said they found a lot of interesting things there. But some of those human skeletons might have turned out to be dinosaurs or elephants or a few other things too as well. So those we won't go into too much. Egyptians of great stature. There were other tall men mentioned in Scripture, depending on whether one uses the regular cubit, about 18 inches, or the royal cubit, about 22. The Egyptian soldier slain by the Israelite soldier Benaiah would have been from 7.5 feet tall to over 9 feet tall. Let's turn there. 1 Chronicles 11:23. And he saw an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first three. And David set him over his guard. That was a giant man. We won't get into the hybrids, the two lion-like men of Moab. But you see, here's the thing. That man was of great stature. He was huge. And they fought him. Or he fought him. And he won. He defeated him. How come all these giants always hate the people of God? They always hate the people of God. Always. They're always angry with the people of God. They always fight the Lord. Palestinian giant Neanderthals. With nothing more than a note in my files, he said, I can only say that apparently it was reported in the Puzzle of Ancient Man that some of the Neanderthal skulls in Palestine were of giants. Well, that wouldn't be any big wonder, would it? We know that there were a ton of giants there. Right? Saudi Arabian giants, 36 feet tall. Reed Wilson reported that in an article on the April 22, 2004 issue of The New Nation, that a human skeleton, it is presumed, was found in the southeastern area of Saudi Arabia. It was about 36 feet tall, but not a lot of research was done after that. Giant Celts in Turkey. Giant Celts in the January-February 2002 issue of Archaeology reported a gruesome dig of human sacrificial victims in Anatolia of ancient Galatians at Gordian. One item of interest was an image of a two-faced figure. It is rather crude stone sculpture that shows two heads coming from one neck. Gordian was the 8th century BC capital of Phrygia, where King Midas ruled, and is located 60 miles southeast of Ankara in central Turkey. Were there really people with two faces? Eugene Black Bear Jr., we talked about him, the Cheyenne Indian chief that was the last one alive of his tribe, purebred, said there used to be giants 10 feet tall with two faces, one in front and one in back. In Mexico, there is a girl or girls who have had two heads. They have different personalities and driver's license. That's kind of weird. All right. Ancient Middle Eastern arts of giants. You know, some of the stone tablets that are found in different places show that these pharaohs or different people or their gods were actually very tall beings. You know? Let me see if I can find this for you. Let's see here. see if I can find this for you. This would be... Sorry about the slow typing. I'm used to a Mac. I am just not used to typing on this thing. Here we go. All right, you see this? Here's a pretty tall fella. All right? And some people would say that's, you know, if he stood up, where would he be? Well, he would only be about right here, that's for sure. So this guy is definitely bigger. This is how they showed some of the Egyptian kings and the gods of, like the god of weather. Let's look at this one, Ras Shamra. Let's look at this one. Let me see. See if I can show you this one here. Let's see. Oh, there it is. See if this guy, I think this is the one. Yeah. Pretty big dude. Okay. When you look at the size of them, one of the gods of Asher, let's see, Bas Relief. Let's see. I'll give you another one here. I'm just showing you the difference in sizes here. That they put giants in their art. Right? They put them in their artwork. They sculpted giants. Now, if they weren't real, which we know that there's the giant cities of Bashan, I don't know if there's any pictures here. Let me see. Sorry, man, I'm not used to this. Oh. I'll get it down. Now, I have this book, actually. Now, we're going to talk about this. We'll get into this when we cover the giant cities of Bashan. Okay? Because we're going to cover giant cities. But, I don't know who this is. Let me go back to this. This is the book. This is probably okay. Let's see. Yeah, I have this book by J.L. Porter, who's actually a Baptist. Okay? But he went and visited this back in the 1800s. Whoops, it's not letting me get in there. Okay, let's see. Nope, let me see here. Anyway, you'll have to take my word for it here. This is the best I can do. But the doors on this city were humongous. Okay, the doors were absolutely huge on this city. So, who built them? The doors were so big, the structures were so big, that... You know, you couldn't even get that. You couldn't even get. You couldn't build those. They couldn't move the doors. But anyway, I have this book and I read it, and it was very interesting. This is part of an excerpt from the book. And when he walked through there, it was in enemy territory. I'll save it for when we talk about the giant cities. I don't want to give it away yet. Okay, but. Interesting. I don't know where. I think I have this on PDF. I don't have the actual book, but I have it on PDF. And anyway, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So just so you know, so there was giant. Yeah, there were giant cities as well. Okay. Mr. Alford, some of the long-headed giants of Malta European Union sent me some very. Mr. Alford Zurib of Malta European Union sent Joe Taylor some very interesting news stories about the long-headed giants of Malta. He added that he wanted to tell me what is hidden from the public. He said this. Dear Dr. Taylor, which he said I'm not a doctor, but he called me that anyway. On March 7, 1974, when the Public Works Department were doing to build build the new Malta International Airport, a large bulldozer was cleaning up soil for the runway of this airport and found a round, huge rock of about approximately 7 to 10 ton weight. And when the bulldozer pulled it to remove it, under this huge rock discovered an underground natural cave like a big well. And resting on its floor, there were several huge skeletons that even their curly hair was still attached on their skulls. On that period, Malta was still under the British colony. And then these mysterious, very huge skeletons took them all to the British Museum of Natural History in London, UK, for scientific studies and are still in their hidden, there in hidden place and not for public, and the authorities want to keep us blind. The same disappearance into major museum basements is a common occurrence with giant skeletons. Other stories have described the skulls of some of these giants as resembling long-headed ones in Peru, Iraq, Egypt. The general consensus of the Malta articles was that they were different people, more advanced technologically, and believed to have preceded the modern types. Some attributed them to aliens. Two stone images of very fat nude women were shown at the resemble carved effigies found in caves of other European countries associated with the cavemen who depicted bison and mammoths on their cave walls. Perhaps these fat women were giants or possibly the mother goddess that some of the ancient credit with being the female creator of the human race. So it was their gods, right? Their stories have real similarities to the account of Adam and Eve, but I'm inclined to think they might be giant women who were fathered by fallen angels or human women who married a fallen angel. In either case, they are worshipped as a goddess. All right. So, let's see, what was that? There are several stone walls of great antiquity on this Mediterranean island of Malta, made of the orange coralline limestone, usually attributed to the giant men who were buried there. However, other legends say that a giant female named Sunsuna built the 20-foot-tall walls while carrying her baby in a sling. That'd be interesting. The complex is called Giganja, after the giantess. Some of the stones of the giant wall weigh 40,000 pounds and were hauled from several miles away. At nearby Gozo, thick flat layers of sedimentary rock can be seen jutting out into the ocean. The blue grotto shows the rock cliff about 100 feet high where the rock was caved, leaving a huge overhang and creating a giant cave large enough for a sizable boat to shelter under. If the rock is limestone, I would have to say that it was formed in Noah's flood, and the wall builders and the giants were there in the last 4,500 years. Ironically, on this island of giants are found the remains of a tiny fossil elephant 3 feet tall. So, where'd all these walls come from, right? How'd they get there? Who built them? So much more. Let's see. In Lemnos in Attica, 20 foot tall, a human skull of a man probably 20 foot tall or more would have a cranium that size. They found it there, giant bones there. Thessalonica in Macedonia. In 1691, Catholic priest Jerome de Manchau reported that a skeleton 96 foot long was found in a wall at Chale near Thessalonica in Macedonia. In a letter from another Catholic priest, Jerome Redel from the Levant, it was stated that the skull contained more than 200 pounds of corn, 210 pounds of corn. A pound of corn would be roughly the size of a quart. That's a big skull. Is that real? I don't know. Herodotus wrote about giants and the Sumerians and the Scythians. Right? So, lots of giant ribs, 24 feet long. Wow. I don't know what that was. Was it a theropod? What was it? How about a giant woman? There were indeed giant women. Several women, 8 feet tall, were buried next to giant men, 9 feet tall, on a mound in Ohio. We talked about that. In about 2001, an 8 foot tall woman was excavated in Italy. There have no doubt been other giant women skeletons found, but the excavators were not familiar enough with the differences between male and females to know. The brow ridge is not as pronounced in women. Their bones are generally thinner, and of course their pelvis is much wider than males. But are there any depictions of giant women? Perhaps so, if one takes the Spanish explorer Pigafetta's description of some of the old Patagonian women they encountered. It looks like he's describing what is attributed to Neanderthal or other cavemen. Several paleo Venuses have been found, often carved from mammoth ivory. Some sculptures of fat women have been found at the giant monuments at Malta near Italy. The most striking feature of these unmistakable females is their enormous breasts. Pigafetta in the 1500s said the giant women of Patagonia. Well, we won't read that. That gets kind of graphic. Anyway, but I'll stop that for now. Anyway, so we'll hang on to that right there. And there you go. So that's your giants in Europe. Their graves that were discovered, their things that were found, and their bodies. So what do we got going on here over on the thread here? Let's see. Yep, there are plenty of Amazon women and all that stuff there too as well. Okay, does anybody have any questions at all before we end this broadcast here today? I'll give you an opportunity if you have had any questions. Right, let's see. Now, don't forget to go to PastorCooley at iCloud.com and send me an email if you've never subscribed. You can go to opvconline.org and subscribe there. Give me your email address in case they kick me off of YouTube or when they do. I'll be able to alert you to when we're broadcasting live through that particular outlet. Who'd find obese women attractive? I have no idea. Some men do, I suppose. Yeah, Susie, it was interesting, wasn't it? Lots of different aspects of it there. As we get into different places, we see some of the things are the same, but some things are different. A little different, but pretty much all the same. Kobe and Shock wanted to know, are the giants still reproducing? No, I don't believe there's any giants on this earth right now. I'm not convinced there are. Or if they are, they may be in hiding. Will they reproduce? I think so. But I don't know what. I don't know if it has more to do with the genetic engineering that's going to be taking place between that and AI. The genetic modifications that take place, and all those other things. You know, all of that, you know, all those things. So I think that we're going to be surprised what they do with AI. And with chips, what they're doing with genetic testing. One theory that Henry Morris brought out about the sons of God and daughters of men, he had a theory that he believed that the fallen angels taught the women how to do genetic tests, or taught them how to manipulate the gene pool. I don't know. It was a theory. Henry Morris was an engineer, but it was a theory. He's a creationist, a very strong creationist engineer, and he had a theory that that's what would happen. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it does make sense now, you know, with that. Well, I believe that angels still fall. I don't believe all of them have fell yet. I don't believe all of them have fell yet. So, anyway, I don't know how we got on the subject of attraction to women as far as that goes, but we really don't need to talk about that. You know, it doesn't really edify anyone if someone, it's not even that important. Off the topic, but is The Thick Martyr's Mirror by Thielman J. Von Braught, because I bought one that was only a book. Yes, Martyr's Mirrors is the thicker one. It's about 1,000 pages probably or so, double columned. It's a very big book. Do you believe in Joshua 14, verse 9 through 13? I believe the whole Bible if it's there. I don't know what you're talking about specifically. I can go look at that. Unless that's not the end of the chapter. I don't know. I haven't looked. Do I believe in Joshua 14, verses 9 through 13? And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereof thy feet shall have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. And he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, as yet as I am strong this day, as I was in the day of Moses has sent me. What do you mean, do I believe? Do you believe? Yeah, I believe. Why wouldn't I believe it? I don't understand that. Okay. I don't understand the question, I guess. What do you think of Henry Morris? He started the IRC with Tim LaHaye. I think Henry Morris has a lot of good materials. I don't agree with all of his conclusions, but I think his materials are probably pretty good. I've got the Revelation record, the Genesis record, the remarkable record of Job that he wrote, and I think those commentaries are pretty good. I don't necessarily agree with everything, but yep, mermaids, yeah, all that, yep. That's right, Susie, you either believe the Bible or you don't, that's right. Absolutely. Yep, that's absolutely true. Did the giants build Stonehenge? Boy, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know that for sure, but when we get into talking about giant cities of Bashan and things like that, I'll get into those giant cities and structures and all that kind of stuff, and maybe we'll do some exploring there and see. Can we trace Nimrod's ancestors? Well, it's going to be interesting to see, because I've heard a theory that we invaded Iraq because we were looking for the Tower of Babel over there. We were looking for Nimrod's DNA. I mean, I know that's far-fetched, that's just a theory, but it's an interesting one to say the least. I think Babylon is going to be rebuilt also. So, let's see.
Talked about giants. Caleb had to defeat them in order to get his inheritance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see.
Yeah, I have. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's definitely a plausible theory, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. Some people have a lot of conspiracy theories that go beyond the Bible, and we have to be careful about that for sure. But I think we're going to find out a lot more about those things as time goes by.
Well, that was weird.
It makes sense, Pastor. Remember the mission accomplished banner before the Iraqi war was over. Yep.
Start with the presidents. Let's see.
Now, therefore, give me this mountain wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord had said.
Absolutely, I believe it. Why wouldn't I believe it? I'm not sure what the question is about that, I guess.
Yeah, he did. And that's a picture of us defeating the giants that are in our lives, but that doesn't mean that before we're saved we have to defeat giants. Or before we enter the promised land. I mean, I think the picture is there of that, because those giants are a picture of that. So, anyway. Could be there's a lot of theories about that Antarctica and giants and different things like that. Who knows? The Bible does tell us that Nimrod was a descendant of Noah, and the son of Cush was the son of Ham, and they have not been... So he may not have been Nephilim. Yeah. I don't know. I know one thing. He was wicked as hell. That's what Nimrod was. I don't know what he was exactly. There's a lot of theories about that. But anyway, so we don't know what those theories are, but I'm going to get off of here. I'm 2 hours in here, a little over 2 hours in, and I'm gonna pop off here. But don't miss Wednesday at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central. We'll be back on here, and we'll probably be continuing our discussion on the giants. And don't forget to listen on sermonaudio.com as well, and listen to those sermons that we put up. Check for new listings on YouTube for new sermons that'll be popping up there as well. And don't forget to pray for us, and pray for each other, and pray the Lord would bless us, and continue to, as we continue to move forward here in putting this whole system together here, so I can do more and interact with you more and have different things on here and all that good stuff, different abilities to be able to put video on here and talk you through things and all that fun stuff. So we'll be doing a lot of that in the future, so just pray for us as we continue on. Do you think that Adam, Noah were taller than men of today? Boy, you know, it's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I don't know if they were or not. There's some people... Right, we know Nephilim. I put Nephilim in there so people hit it. I know they're not giants. The Raphaim are the giants. I know that. But I put Nephilim in there so people will hit the... So people will look... When they're looking for Nephilim, they'll look at the giants at the same time. So that's why it's there. Did you saw my comments on your last video? No, I didn't see your comments on my last video. What were they? I didn't see them. Anyway, I'll wait a second. I know this has a delay, and then I'll get off of here. Oh, I hope it's a blessing to you, Doug. I really do. No, I didn't see your comments. Shockstorm's asked me that. I didn't, but I'll look for them, and if you want to email them to me, you certainly can. That's fine, but I'm going to take off here now. And what a blessing today was. Hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. And going through the Bible and going through these giants and also this new program. So, oh, that I would review DC Comics as well. I mean, I could. I could. But I don't know if I will. Anyway, have a good day, everybody. Have a good night. God bless you all.